that meant obtaining ethical approval from the equivalent of American institutional review boards known as IRBs. Dr. Quake advised, as well as getting informed consent from the couples participating and only editing genes to address a serious medical need. I don't think it was something he would seriously do, said Dr. Quake, adding that he assumed if Dr. He sought ethical approval and was rebuffed, presumably he'd stop. Soon afterward, Dr. He emailed, "I will take your suggestion that we will get a local ethic approval before we move on to the first genetic edited human baby. Please keep it in confidential." In June of 2017, Dr. He, nicknamed J.K., emailed a document saying a hospital ethics committee had approved his proposal, in which he boasted that his plan could be compared to Nobel-winning research. It was good to see that he had engaged with his IRB equivalent there and had approval to do his research, and I'm thinking it's their responsibility to manage this, Dr. Quake said in the interview. If in my interactions with J.K. I had any hint of misconduct, I would have handled it completely differently, and I think I would have been very aggressive about telling people about that. As a postdoctoral advisor to Dr. He and other students, Dr. Quake considered his role to be mentorship. Dr. He's work in his lab did not involve gene editing. It concerned immune responses to the flu vaccine. Dr. He was bright and ambitious, Dr. Quake said, but he was, I felt, always in too much of a hurry. And I, you know, worried that he was a sort that would cut corners a little bit. After leaving for the university job in China in 2012, Dr. He sought Dr. Quake's help with starting a company based on a genome sequencing technique Dr. Quake had invented. Dr. Quake, whose American firm selling that technique had gone bankrupt, made introductions that helped Dr. He license patents for his company, Direct Genomics. Dr. Quake visited in 2015, but eventually declined an offer to serve on the company's scientific advisory board. In Dr. He's 2017 correspondence, he said he would be editing a gene called CCR5, altering a mutation that allows people to become infected with HIV. Many scientists have since argued it was medically unnecessary because babies of HIV-positive parents can be protected in other ways. Dr. Quake said he believed there was not scientific consensus about that.